You may be saying to yourself, I've already created my client avatar, or whatever you call it, and I'm here to tell you that you probably did it the old way, and you're missing the mark. Instead of helping, it's actually holding you back from achieving long-term results that you otherwise could. There's a better way to craft your customer persona that will actually attract your ideal client way easier than what you've been doing. I'm here to tell you why this is important. Talk about some common mistakes I see most entrepreneurs make, and then walk you through an exercise that you can do to help you attract that client easier than you have been. This is Vicky Wu, and as always, we're talking about the best tips for marketing your small business. Be sure to subscribe to our channel to be notified of the latest updates. A fairly common problem that I hear from the entrepreneur community is maybe you're able to drive enough traffic to your website, but why are you not getting the sales? It's so frustrating. It makes you want to create a computer fly. You've never seen a computer fly? Yeah, take your computer and chunk it out the window and then you'll see it fly. Okay, that's a bad dad joke. In this case, if you can get traffic and not sales, the problem is almost always your website. The other big culprit is that you're attracting the completely wrong audience, which can boil down to still making changes on your website so that the fraction of traffic you're driving that is the right audience is better able to convert. Life will be much easier and your marketing much more efficient if you attract the right client. And your client avatar is a key component of your business, so it's important to make sure that you're creating the right one for your brand. One of the biggest mistakes most businesses make is using old methodology to create your avatar. While there are new methodologies to create really kick-ass avatar that helps you hone your messaging. And better messaging should equal better clients, should equal better bottom line, right? Let's first talk about these terms. Marketers love their buzzwords, but marketers also tend to differentiate buyer persona, for example, from client avatar. Although for the purpose we're discussing, there's not much difference among all these terms. And sometimes marketers like to use acronyms and elusive terminology that is sort of designed to be only known by the inner circle. But I don't do that here. My entire blog and my business is built around entrepreneurs not being excluded from the knowledge that you need. I mean, why should only the really big guys with really deep pockets that I used to work for be the only ones that are able to understand marketing? So we're not going to get hung up on whatever you want to call it. Assume that all these terms are interchangeable for our purpose today. Client avatar, client persona, customer avatar, customer persona, buyer persona, target client, dream client, ideal client, perfect client, blah, blah, blah. Assume today all of it means the exact same thing for our purposes, and you'll understand why it should all mean the same thing as we go along. Because it doesn't matter what you call it if you're getting it wrong. I do want to say that sometimes your ideal client may actually look a bit different than your actual current customer. This happens frequently enough for growing businesses that marketers have separated some of the terminology, with buyer persona reflecting the people you're currently serving and your ideal customer being the person you want to serve but maybe aren't yet fully reaching. Sometimes you're attracting the completely wrong crowd. For example, if you want and think you have a luxury brand, that would be your ideal customers. But if you're only attracting the discount shoppers and tire kickers, that would be your buyer persona. It is important for you to differentiate between the two if necessary, but only to understand that who you have now isn't who you ultimately want, if that's a problem. And make sure that you focus on your ideal customer as you work through the journey of creating your client avatar. Otherwise, you run the risk of your marketing messaging and communication being off target. So assume for this episode, I want you to focus on your ideal customer, which may not be who you have right now, and work to create an avatar or persona that details that ideal person. We're going to work up the full profile on who that person is or should be. But first, I want to give you some specific information on the importance of getting it right. Since we're talking about your ideal customer, it's important to take the time to create that avatar or persona that accurately represents the type of customer you want to attract. That helps you align your marketing campaigns and your sales strategies and really everything about your business more effectively and efficiently. You want to take the time to research your target market. Who are they? Gender, age, location? What's their lifestyle? What do they like? What do they dislike? Once you have that basic information, you can start developing a document with their interests. And do document it, because as I always talk about, right now you may be a solo entrepreneur doing it all and it's all in your head. But as you start bringing on team, or even when you outsource to someone like me and my team, if you already have this documented, it makes everybody's life easier and it ensures that everyone is on the same page speaking to the same prospect. As part of this research, you also want to pay attention to your brand's mission and vision. That should be reflected in your client avatar as well. As I mentioned, if you're trying to sell luxury items, your avatar should reflect that and be targeting the people who would want luxury items. Or maybe sometimes they don't care about luxury items, but in this case they do. I'm like that. And your clients may be similar. There may be some things that they splurge on and other things that they don't. So you need to make sure that your targeting is right. Then also think about the image you want to project. What does your ideal customer look like? Do you want them to be professional and serious or playful and carefree? What do you want them to think about how your brand looks and how it makes them feel? Once you have an idea of what type of image you want to project, you'll have a better understanding of how to develop that ideal client persona. Don't be afraid to be unique. One of the best things about having a unique client avatar outline is that it will set you apart from other businesses and competitors. It's important to be true to yourself and your brand, but don't be afraid to take some risks. Again, calculating carefully if that reflects your mission and vision. You always want to make sure that your avatar reflects your brand's values and message. Are you trying to convey professionalism? Are you trying to show a fun and carefree vibe? Do you want to project a brand that cares about the environment or supports women's rights? Knowing yourself first will help you also know who you're trying to attract. So let's talk about some of the most common mistakes that entrepreneurs make. Actually, big brands make these too. It's just that usually they've got a whole team and they've got the expertise on their team. So they get the shortcut. They don't make the mistakes and then have to figure it out. But that's why I'm here for you. Common mistake number one, not having a client avatar at all. Maybe it's not well-defined or it doesn't exist. I mentioned why it's a crucial part of your brand identity and therefore your marketing strategy. So it's important to take the time to sit down and think through it and have a detailed representation of your ideal customer and have it documented. It can be as simple as a Word document or a Google Drive document. When you know who that prospect is, it makes it so much easier to create effective marketing materials, crafting a sales pitch that resonates with your audience. So if you haven't done this step yet or you haven't documented it, do it now. Start with what you have and put it down on paper so that you can see it and review it, which will also make it easier for you to go back and fine-tune it. Another common mistake, as you'll understand, is choosing the wrong avatar. This can happen for a number of reasons, including not taking the time to do research or not having a clear understanding of your ideal customer. And I'll also note that it may change over time. My first target customer is not quite the same then as it is now because I've honed it over time as I've honed some of my branding and other things. Your business will change, and so your avatar may need to change also. You want to be as specific as possible, including factors like demographics, interests, and pain points. But I'm going to talk in a minute about how most entrepreneurs stop there, and you actually need to dig into it much deeper. Without that level of detail, you run the risk of creating an avatar that doesn't accurately represent your target audience. So take the time to do your research, but probably if you're listening to this, you need to dig deeper, and I'm going to walk you through how to do that in a moment. Another common mistake is not being authentic enough. Again, it boils down to doing the research, and I'm going to give you some tips in a moment. If you look at me and my messaging, I have it so ingrained in me from the corporate world to always maintain professionalism that you're not going to find me being super funny all the time, even though I actually am once you get to know me. And I actually love attracting fun clients. But when I try to put that humorous and fun side of me out into my marketing, it feels inauthentic. So you want to be sure that you're being authentic to yourself, and that will help you also attract the right client. Another mistake is creating an unhelpful avatar. Can you visualize your ideal customer in your mind? If you stop and think about it right now, what are they doing right now at this exact moment in time? For me, I happen to know that you're listening to a podcast episode. How might that relate to you and your business? Without that deep level of detail, you run the risk of creating an avatar that doesn't accurately represent your audience. Even more importantly, if you can't see your ideal customer in your mind, you can't articulate it. If you can't articulate it, you can't relay the right information to your team that assists you, and you probably can't create marketing messaging and materials that hits the right target. So here's 5 quick signs that tell you that you might be using an incorrect client avatar for your marketing. Number 1, you're not seeing the results you want from your marketing campaigns. Number 2, you don't have a clear understanding of who your ideal customer is deep down, like I mentioned. Number 3, you're not being as specific as possible when creating your avatar or your messaging. It feels like you're excluding people, but you're not when you get that detailed. Number 4, you're not taking time to do enough research. And number 5, your avatar doesn't accurately represent your target audience, or you're currently attracting slightly the wrong audience. Could be related to that as well. So let's talk about the old way versus the new way of developing a client avatar, also known as how to get your client avatar right. Over the years, in the decades, in the centuries, how we've looked at our ideal client person and defined our target audience has changed. And the access we have to data has let us level up in the world of defining an ideal audience. So, level 1, the days of yore. I've always wanted to say that. When doing marketing from time immemorial through probably the 1990s, we created fairly basic client personas. Remember though, basic is usually better than nothing. So if this is the only way you've created yours so far, congratulations, because you've taken the first step. But I also want to help you take it further to help make your marketing better. This level 1 persona development focuses on basic demographics. You do need this information as a basis for the higher levels. And this is things like age, gender, location, family and children, job and industry, pets, vehicles, household income, hobbies. These were things that sometimes were more easily discernible because in the past we didn't have as much access to that kind of data. Level 2, more data meant more data. Once digital marketing became more prevalent, we were able to begin gathering data points about our customers from around the year 2000 or so. And increasing throughout the past 2 decades, it has been that long, as more marketers realized we could gather more granular data about our audience. I admit I'm a bit of a data geek. While I love the psychological side of marketing, I've also always loved the tech and data side. The psychological to being understand what makes a person make the choices they make, and the data giving you the information about the choices that they make. So this level has always held an interest to me. An increase in access to data let us add more detailed information about our person. Things like more habits. Do they like to drink coffee or tea? Or in the South, it would be Dr. Pepper. Where they hang out with other moms at soccer practice or in the drive-thru at Starbucks or somewhere online. Are they a coach for a specific niche? And if you've heard any of my episodes, you know that people are getting that one wrong is also. And understand some of their basic pain points. They don't have enough time. They don't have enough money. This level 2 is where most entrepreneurs who have done initial research have their client avatars live today. If you recognize some of the things from that list, this is probably the level your current client avatar is at as well. These things are important in helping you understand your target audience, but stopping here could mean that you're leaving money on the table. Let's talk about level three, up-leveling your avatar. There has been so much emphasis on storytelling and marketing lately because it works. From the oldest times imaginable, we've told stories. Think about some of the oldest stories around. Those parables that you find in the Bible are some of the earliest recorded stories. We've been using stories since the beginning of our recorded word, at least. We all love stories. And using some of the principles of storytelling when developing our client avatars will help us create a more in-depth understanding that will assist us in developing the best targeted communications possible. The pandemic had a lasting impact on the way brands tell their stories, with many companies adopting new methods of storytelling in 2020 and 2021. This shift seems to be permanent as brands learn to adapt to that changed landscape. So here's your task. Here's the exercise I want you to work through and document this information as you go. I want you to take every piece of your existing client avatar beyond the basic of things like age that you have zero influence over changing somebody's age and ask why four times plus what once. Why four times plus what once? I'm going to say it again so that it sticks in your head because all of my training in how adults learn tells me that you need to repeat it three times. Ask why four times plus what once. You may have heard the tip before of asking why and ask why five times, but maybe you haven't seen it in practice. So I'm going to outline it for you. And what I've found is that often the why question needs a couple more words put with it to help us actually get there. So from the level two avatar that we've already developed, let's say that our client has a pain point of not having enough money to purchase what they may feel is a splurge item that we're selling. But if you simply ask why, even if you do that five times, like we've been told to, it can lead you a bit astray. So let's work through it. The client doesn't have enough money. Why? Because they have too many expenses. You know, don't buy the avocado toast. Okay, they have too many expenses. Why? Because they have a big home and kids, and those are all expensive. Okay, they have a big home and kids. Why? Because, well, I don't know. They have kids, so they need a big home? Like, they dislike using birth control? I don't know. See, that doesn't really get you where you wanted to go. A better exercise is to ask four whys and then a what once. So meet Melissa. She's age 44. And when you've been talking to me, you remember that I said, actually give your client avatar a name. Hi, Melissa. What you need to be thinking about is this one person when you're drafting your marketing message. So we're thinking about Melissa. And Melissa's pain points are money and time, like so many entrepreneurs. She looks like she may be a little bit tired, perhaps contemplating life, or maybe she has RBF. We know Melissa's main objection will be that she can't afford our service. So here's where we're going to walk through the whys and the what. She can't afford our product or service. Why does she think that? You notice I didn't say just why. Why would be why can't she afford our product or service? But she thinks she can't afford it. So we need to rephrase our question as to why does she think that? Well, she thinks she doesn't have enough money. If I only said why here, I wouldn't get very far. So I'm going to change it to why does that matter? Because she needs to be sure her family can support their business without detracting from the kids. The next why is why does that matter? Because her business is her ability to support the family financially while also being there for her kids. My next why is why does that matter? Because at her last job, she worked so many hours that she missed out on school plays and soccer games and realized while she was putting money in someone else's pocket, she was missing out on life. You know, so many of us who came from the corporate world, that could be me right there. Now, I've asked my four whys, and I'm going to change it to a what. What is behind that feeling? Melissa's afraid if she spends the money on, fill in the blank, my product or service, she won't have enough profit for her business to succeed, or she will have to work so many extra hours to make up for that expense that she'll miss out on her kid's soccer game. You see, now we're getting somewhere. Now I understand, not only does she think that she doesn't have enough money, because that is the number one concern any entrepreneur has with spending any money on anything. Now we've looked deeper into understanding what makes her tick. And because I have a better understanding of what makes her tick, I can craft a much better client avatar. When I really know what's going on in the mind of my client avatar, I can be so much more effective at messaging. So let's take a quick journey into the mind of Melissa as she's in the car on her morning run to Starbucks. And we know from a deeper look into determining her pain point, and we know that she goes to Starbucks because we've done our research, and we know from a deeper dive into looking at her pain points that she feels like she doesn't have enough money or enough time. Raise your hand right there if you've ever felt like that as an entrepreneur, and if you've ever had clients that might have felt like that. So we walked through our four whys and a what. But we're gonna dive even deeper and create a story around Melissa sitting in line at Starbucks. She dropped the kids off at school already, and one of her few indulgences is swinging by Starbucks on the way home to grab her favorite drink. After ordering her venti half-calf mocha frappe with a shot of caramel and no whip, I don't even know if that's right, she already feels overwhelmed at the demands in store for her for the day. She thinks how it's not just work either, but also home and family. And she looks at the drink and the cup. It's not even about the caffeine being able to perk her up. If it was about a caffeine pick-me-up, she'd add a couple shots of espresso. Waiting in line at the drive-thru gives her time to think. And she always feels like she's not focusing enough on her business, but at the same time, not focusing enough on her family. One of the main reasons she started her own business in the first place was to be able to focus on her family. So this struggle has her feeling like a failure in both work and in life. Definitely not what she signed up for. Melissa's frustrated because she feels so close to making six figures a year, but she's working 60 hours a week and still doesn't feel like she will ever get there. It's like it's perpetually elusive, yet she's not interested at all in working even harder. She feels a bit guilty even taking time out of her day to go get this silly coffee that's on the way home. Yet she also knows in her gut that every piece of self-care is important. She's starting to feel trapped and therefore becoming resentful of her clients that seem to be expecting too much from her. Resentful of her family that always needs something and then pile on the guilt because she wants to be there for them, but instead she just feels resentment. And she feels frustrated by and jealous of entrepreneur friends who seem to be much more successful than she will ever be. She started her own business because she wanted freedom and to feel a bigger purpose in life. But now she just feels like she's in a prison of her own making with no way out. Her resentment tends to grow as she knows that she is only doing this to herself. She can't get away from it because the family is financially dependent upon her and she's financially dependent upon her current clients. But every day she's thinking how much easier it would be to just go back and get a regular job. You see, Melissa is now much more than just a piece of data that you've pulled together with some demographics. She's a living, breathing person that you could imagine yourself having a one-on-one conversation with. When building a client avatar that digs deeper into the thinking and feelings of our prospects, we develop a deeper understanding of them, which means that we can craft much more effective and compelling marketing messaging. Just look at all that juicy info we have about Melissa. Super simple social media post number one. We share a post about morning coffee. Melissa sees it and thinks, you understand me. We knew that it would resonate with her more than a post about the alarm clock we were considering because now we know a bit more about her. Later, when we send a mass email about our product, we know how to write it in tune with what Melissa's feeling. When she reads how this product actually helped someone else release resentment they were feeling, Melissa thinks, wow, these people really understand me. Yet that other email in her inbox from the competitor only spoke about, you think you don't have enough time and money pain points, which ends up not being quite so memorable to Melissa because they just didn't understand her in the same way. Melissa starts to feel like she'd rather do business with you than just about anyone else because you get her deep down. This is what up-leveling your client avatar gets you. I talk regularly about how branding is much more than just your logo and colors. And one of the pieces that a lot of entrepreneurs miss is the communication side of their branding, your brand voice. Even when considering it, often it isn't dived into as much as it should or could be. And that's where we help our clients. That's one of the reasons that we've started using AI with our clients in workshops to help you refine your audience, differentiators, and content in 1 hour. Traditionally, it has taken a long time working with experts to be able to hone in so tightly on your prospect. But one of the things that AI is great for is efficiencies of time in some specific uses. And this is one of the uses that we found actually benefits our clients so much. We help you walk through the types of prompts to put into AI. We do it live with you to help you start to hone your audience and therefore some of your differentiators and your content. You can find registration for that event on the training tab of our website under live workshops. It's a great way to get you started on honing your own client avatar more tightly to be more like Melissa so that you can speak to your prospects better. Go to the website vickiwoo.marketing and click on training and go to the live workshops and you'll find that. And while you're there, if you have any questions, you can use the chat bubble icon on the bottom right of the website, and I'll answer your question directly, and then I may even use your topic on an upcoming episode.